got to be another opportunity for us to deal with some of the epidemics this week, conversationally. I'm Doug Steffen, and Ken Kessler is here with me on the Good Day program, reviewing what's going on conversationally, what's going on in the world, what do we have to talk about. Oh, surprise, Syria. And surprise, double surprise, like a double dip at the ice cream parlor, Iran is in on the action. Woohoo.
No.
So Iran says, it promises, that the United States will definitely suffer if it leads a military strike on Syria, and Hezbollah calls potential strikes on the U.S. organized terrorism. Is it? You can make an argument for that. The U.S. is considering training Syrian rebels, apparently. The U.S. and several other countries continue to press for military action against Syria. Why, in the face of all of this, are we still, in the face of what is, you know, under the circumstances, pretty messy stuff, how in the world do we argue in favor of this? Well, I say we collectively, 888-302-3684. I think most people are arguing against it, Kenny, right? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and the Twitter account is at Good Day Show. What do we have as this thing continues to expand? You get more and more people banging away at it, and some of our special focus on what to do here.
Brian says, Al-Qaeda is the enemy. Why is the U.S. supporting them against Syria?
Mm-hmm.
Christopher says it'll be a big mistake to bomb Syria. And Tammy says she's worried that the thoughts of the war in Syria could escalate into a big-scale world war.
Yep. This is a bad... I think I explained earlier this week, did I not, in one of the hours of the program, I don't remember when it was, how bad the astrological charts are. And you can say, what is he talking about? Astrology is a very important subject for many people. I happen to believe and enjoy, frankly, getting tuned up when it comes to astrology, because I find it a great tool to apply to relationships, to business, personal things, all of that sort of thing. And the darkest day astrologically in the history of our country, in the 165 years from the Civil War through to September 11th, was September 11th. The charts for this country, and you can go back to when the country was born, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Philadelphia, that's, you know, that's how they do all this time of day, et cetera, et cetera. And so as the chart unfolds for this fall, it's really bad. So what the heck are we doing? I mean, even if you don't believe in that stuff and you just believe in common sense, there isn't a damn bit of common sense involved in any of this. None. I don't care what they know and what we don't know. How is this in our best interest? And what happens if something else does? This is all about ego and guys in the size of their weenie. That's really all this is. Speaking of that, Anthony Weiner's in the news. Again, we'll get to him later on, I suppose. How's that? That's pretty correlative, huh?
Yeah.
Congress preparing to debate the resolution on military action next week. Majority of senators claim they have not made a decision one way or the other. And in the House, there are 4 no votes for every yes vote. 4-1. So no matter what happens in the Senate, it's not going to make it through the House. So then what are these guys going to do? Stand around and scratch their butts? There even may be more opposition to the resolution. Several sources, including the New York Times, posted video online showing rebel fighters executing 7 unarmed Syrian government soldiers. So, what does that tell you about what's going on over there? Okay. Here's a comment. Stephen Colbert started his program. I don't know if this is a joke or not, but here's a few seconds from Colbert's program.
The United States has no choice but to attack Syria because dictator Bashar al-Assad is killing his own people with chemical weapons. Before, he was just killing them with bullets. But if America cared about shooting people, we'd be invading Chicago.
I don't think that's funny. More people have died in Chicago since this action in Syria. There are dozens. It's like being in a shooting gallery. in Chicago. It's disgraceful. So I don't think that's funny at all. Do you, Kenny? I don't see anything funny about that.
No, I think the point he's trying to make is that we didn't care when Assad was killing his people by the dozens and the hundreds.
Right.
But now, because it's a different method, suddenly we care, and it's the same that we don't care that people in Chicago are getting gunned down by the dozens, if not by the hundreds.
Yep. 888-302-3684. You can comment on either the Facebook page or Twitter page. You can email us, doug@dougstephan.com or ken@dougstephan.com. We have some news talk television and radio reports and callers on this. I am determined not to spend the whole hour on it because we certainly want to spend a little time on Anthony Weiner, I suppose. We do have the Syrian situation to deal with. I suppose maybe if we've got Stephen Colbert, we ought to have Jay Leno talk about Syria, and we'll hear from Leno in just a moment. This is the Good Day program. Friday, we're on the air for the 6th of September.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
In more serious news, Republican leaders have agreed to support President Obama's plan to attack Syria. See, this is what I love about our country. The only time Republicans and Democrats agree on something is when it's time to bomb somebody.
Yeah.
Well, the president said the message is clear. His message is clear. Chemical weapons should not be used to kill civilians, period. That's what drones are for. That's why we have drones. That's what it is. Something. If President Obama really wants to hurt the Syrian government, don't send cruise missiles. Send over some of his economic advisors. They will take care of it. They will fix it.
something to be said for all of that, even though it's not a laughing matter. To sort of follow up on that, there was a drone strike in Pakistan, killed six people, and that certainly fuels anger toward Americans. There are a lot of Pakistanis who want the drone campaign to end completely, but it's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. And so, does anybody seem to get it? And apparently, nobody gets it. It sounds like, seems like we're talking in a barrel. 888-302-3684. Here's talk host Charlie Sykes with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. They talk about why Johnson voted no on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee resolution for military action against Syria.
Let's talk about your reaction to the 10-7 vote and why you voted no.
Well, there were a number of reasons. Let's start with just the fact that we were forced to vote 25 hours, Charlie, after the debate, the formal hearings began on this thing. I mean, there were so many unanswered questions, not only on my part, but certainly as I'm questioning the witnesses. And when I asked the Secretary of Defense, I mean, so what is the troop levels of the rebel forces? You know, what is the composition? He couldn't tell me. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs didn't know the troop strength of the rebel forces. Now, is there any thought being given to what happens after they do this tailored, calibrated, fine-tuned military strike designed to thread a needle to accomplish what? Now that we've already signaled our intentions, Assad has been able to disperse his assets. I mean, there are so many unanswered questions. I couldn't even begin to contemplate voting yes because of the unanswered questions, and yet we had to inappropriately rush this process. It was ridiculous.
Well, from an outside point of view, what was very confusing was you had a resolution in front of you. Senator John McCain said he wasn't going to vote in favor of it because it didn't go far enough. They apparently delayed the vote and then changed the resolution to provide a more robust military plan. You know, is this actually going to make a difference, or are we doing this sort of congressional kabuki dance? Did you get the sense that anything that is in that resolution is actually binding on the administration?
Well, I would say the limitations probably are, but I don't think you have to limit this president when it comes to military action. He's utterly, totally reluctant to do it in the first place. I think you have to actually listen to what President Obama says. He wants a shot across the bow, a limited action, something that is not designed to really change the equation in terms of the power balance there, just to send a signal, just to show humanity's outrage of Assad's crossing that chemical weapons use line. But, you know, Assad has been committing war crimes for 2.5 years. He's slaughtered 100,000 of his own citizens. There are 2 million refugees spilling over the border and destabilizing states like Jordan and Lebanon. I mean, this is something the president should have been informing the American people about for the last 2.5 years. He should have been leading, assembling a coalition of the willing to, so that when he drew the red line, when he states our policy goal that Assad must go, he's got something backing up those words, but he didn't squander any of his precious political capital to do those types of things. And as a result, I have no idea what is a sensible goal to this action. I have no idea where this administration is really planning for the potential repercussions. I mean, I don't think you can calibrate military action that closely.
There are a lot of good points made there. More on Syria, because that's the big dish here on the Good Day program coming up.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Bon Jovi, song called Blaze of Glory, number one during this week in 1990. Seems appropriate for a sort of background or backdrop music for our discussion of what's going on in Syria. Who goes out in a blaze of glory if we pull this stupid stunt that's been suggested? The more information you have about it, the more it seems to be one of the craziest ideas that's come along for a long, long time. As is the tradition, especially in this hour, the Good Day program, the monitoring of a lot of talk radio programs, some talk radio advocates one way or another, either side, try to present both sides. I'll give you my opinion. You give me yours at 888-302-3684. To that end, here are our host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talking to Newt Gingrich about the Senate Foreign Relations Committee's resolution and what chance Gingrich thinks it has of getting through Congress.
Do you think that John Boehner can get the votes in the House of Representatives to go along with what he says is the right plan, which is a missile strike or some sort of
action? I have no idea, and I don't think it's John Boehner's job. I think when you get to a national security issue of this kind, it's the president's job to convince the country, and by convincing the country, to convince the Congress. When I was the Republican whip when we had the vote on Desert Storm in 1991, and it was a very challenging moment, and we thought we could take dramatically more casualties than we did, as a matter of fact. And we made very clear to our members that even though you had a Republican president in George H.W. Bush, this was a vote of conscience. And you had to look at the record, you had to look at the situation, you had to decide, based on your oath to uphold the Constitution, what did you think was the right thing to do for America. Now, you know, I think that's the right way to approach it.
And what do you think the right thing is to do, Newt?
Well, I'm personally very, very skeptical. First of all, if you watch their testimony, it is absurdly internally contradictory. I mean, you have Kerry yesterday at one point saying there'll be no boots on the ground. Then he says, well, I can imagine circumstances where there'll be boots on the ground. Then he has Senator Corker point out to him that he just violated his own no boots on the ground. He went back to say, well, I didn't really mean to say what I just said. I guess I was just thinking out loud. Well, I have to tell you, if I were a member of Congress, having a Secretary of State on a matter of war think out loud would not encourage me to vote yes.
So, Mr. Gingrich, are you saying if there is some sort of strike executed, are your concerns that whatever the retaliation is, whether it comes from Syria or whether it's a strike against Israel, that this will escalate into something where the United States will have boots on the ground?
Oh, I'm saying I think it's so incoherent as a policy right now that it, you know, we've been through, just think about it, 1983 we go into Lebanon, we lose 280 some Marines and we pull out. We go into Iraq twice, once for 10 years. We're in Afghanistan. We went into Libya. At what point do you say, okay, maybe we should take a deep breath and think about what's going on out there? Neither side in Syria is a pro-American side. That's what people need to understand. In many ways, the rebels are more viciously anti-American and viciously anti-Christian than Assad is. And so this is not a place where you get to pick between good guys and bad guys. You have bad guys and worse guys.
Yeah, I think that may be the tip right there. But then you wonder, if you voted for Obama in this administration, what do you think you were voting for? Or what do you think of this under the circumstances? It does show you clearly how badly they manage things. That's what it says to me anyway. What does it say to you? Callers coming up here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Historian and author David O. Stewart's first novel is a historical conspiracy theory about the Lincoln assassination that constructs a speculative history around the actions of John Wilkes Booth. We spoke with him about why an established historian chose to switch from nonfiction to fiction.
Until now, my books have been nonfiction, very closely hewing to historical records, with a lot of original source research. And this was a real departure for me to try a novel. Of course, it's in a historical setting and involves historical figures and a key historical event. But much of it is an act of imagination, which was a great deal of fun to work on. Every now and then you do think to yourself when you switch from nonfiction to fiction, oh, shoot, what happens next? So you do have to figure that out, but I did outline that pretty carefully, so I didn't have too many moments like that. And to be blunt, it's a great release and a great freedom to be able to make stuff up. There are lots of times when you're writing history when you don't know what happened. You have a pretty good idea what should have happened or what makes sense, but you can't say it because we just don't know. And when you're writing a historical novel, you can explore that, and I've enjoyed that a great deal.
That's historian and author David O. Stewart on his gripping new novel, The Lincoln Deception. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And you're at it. You may not like one day as much as another, but it's okay. You can still have at it conversationally. We're going to take a lot of calls. People standing by, please be patient for a moment as we sort of wrap up the conversation from the host and radio side of things, or radio station side of things. And I want to get to your comments. President Obama is in St. Petersburg, Russia. The G20 summit has broken down into a discussion of Syria, which seems kind of unfair for all the people that went there that wanted to actually talk about the economy and how to make things better. The discussion of Syria, though, seems to be an important thing for people to get off their chests what they're feeling, and Obama is getting basically a negative reaction to the idea, the suggestion. It isn't just the idea, but the way that it's been presented, which has been actually pretty badly. The presentations, the preparations, all the things that you hear one congressman after another and one senator after another tearing apart the various things that are being presented by members of the administration as they try to convince people to go in and strike Syria. Here's affiliate KSYL host Dave Gratian, along with Bob Madison, talking to Senator Vitter of Louisiana. These guys are in Alexandria, about Vitter's concerns in this whole discussion. So here's one senator's point of view.
I don't think we got any business going in there. But where I have an issue with it, when I listen to the Shawns and the Rushes of the world, is just the I was listening to John Fleming the other day in the remarks that he made. Well, we have no real interests in that area. So we shouldn't be involved in it. But is that the only criteria that we use to go into countries anymore, or to fight battles? Is that the only criteria now, unless it has a direct? Well, obviously. I guess it probably is, but, you know.
Well, is it the only one? No. I mean, certainly there are humanitarian concerns, but I think it needs to be the leading one, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And even when you get to the humanitarian concerns, you know, the attack we're talking about wouldn't touch the chemical weapons.
Yeah.
It wouldn't get control of the chemical weapons in any way, shape, or form. So even when you look at that humanitarian issue, which is real, the only way you deal directly with the chemical weapons is boots on the ground.
Yeah.
And I certainly think we're not talking about that.
Yeah. Senator, are you saying the chemical weapons are off limits?
I'm saying they wouldn't even be targeted in this attack for a couple of reasons. First of all, the Syrians are in the process of moving them and hiding them now and putting them, or a lot of them, in highly populated areas.
I was watching BBC News last night, and they were talking about they were moving these weapons into schools, into hospitals.
Yeah.
This is what you're dealing with. Right. You know, and that's what I think most Americans have a real rough time wrapping their mind around, kind of thinking, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're absolutely convinced, well, no one's going to lob a bomb into a hospital or into a school, so we're going to put the stuff there.
Right. And, but secondly, even apart from that, because of the nature of the chemical weapons, you really can't bomb them even if you weren't concerned about innocent civilians, because that would cause a chemical bomb. It would,
exactly.
It would release, it would be like bombing the neighborhood. It would release the chemicals, so you can't just bomb them. So for all sorts of reasons, this attack that the president is pushing wouldn't touch the chemical weapons.
All right, so is there any reason to do this? The more you hear about these various side issues, who with any common sense thinks this is a good idea? Let's take to the phones, 888-302-3684, 22 before the hour. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter. We'll get some more comments from him. Matter of fact, very interesting Facebook note from somebody listening in Palm Springs that we'll get to as well. Brock, you're on first in Danville, Illinois. Good morning. Welcome to Good Day.
Oh, good morning. How you doing?
Well, and you?
Oh, watching the news right now on Good Morning America or on ABC, and they're saying that we might go ahead and strike them.
Yeah.
But I'm a disabled vet from the Navy since 2002, and I was in when the towers fell, and by God, I didn't see any of our allies come and help us rebuild. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at.
I'm not sure I understand. You don't think they didn't come help us then, so why should we go help? But there's not. I'm not sure the connection with allies in Syria. How do you mean?
Well, as far as us sitting tight with our Navy boats, our ships out there in the harbor, that's nice and cool and, you know, guarding the ocean and all. But as far as striking them, I think it's going to be the start of World War III.
It's not a good idea. The bottom line is not a good idea. Okay, got it, Brock. Thank you. Jim is in Mississippi. Hi.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
Doug, I'm inclined to believe like this last gentleman did. Like I told you when I first called in, you got to watch Mr. Obama. And remember what Emmanuel said. A good crisis is a terrible thing to waste.
Mm-hmm.
He's shaking that right hand holler. Mama, mama, mama. He's pushing things through with his left hand. Now, I'll leave that there to go to here. These Muslims have been killing each other for thousands of years. There's nothing we can do to ever stop this. If they want to kill each other, I heard one senator say, well, they're fighting amongst themselves. Let them do it, get it over with. We don't have one group face. But they're like dogs over there. They will fight amongst themselves. A third dog get involved in it, they're going to quit fighting amongst themselves. They're going to jump on that third dog.
Yeah, we make an attractive target. You make a good point, Jim. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Todd's in Illinois listening to WJOL.
I just want to say that, you know, this is the same thing they did 11 years ago. It was Colin Powell instead of John Kerry coming out saying they had, the weapons of mass destruction, and he brought cartoon pictures out of their mobile chemical labs. This is the same thing. They're pulling the wool over our eyes again. The intelligence community's in on it. Now Congress is getting in on it. This is ridiculous. Wake up, American people. This is ridiculous.
Yep, it sure is, sir. You are right, and it does sound, that's why this is having, if there's any resistance to it at all, it's because of the lies that came from the Bush administration, and it's disgraceful, actually. David in Palm Springs posted this on the Good Day Facebook page just a bit ago. Good morning, Doug. I want to share an excerpt from a letter of a friend that lives in Serbia. Here he describes what happened when it was bombing time, and he fears the same thing would happen in Syria. The problem is a lot of the time they're not bombing the people who dropped the bombs, but people who had nothing to do with the bombs. Take the NATO strikes in 1999, 10 minutes away from my house. The whole area was still and is affected. It was considered a war crime. Like with Syria today, Russia was vehemently opposed. They didn't have full UN backing. 3 months of nearly daily bombings because they targeted the oil refinery, caused the air to be thick from smoke. We had to breathe through water-soaked rags because of the noxious fumes. Nothing was out of bounds. Schools, hospitals, homes, water supplies were all targeted. All the bridges were destroyed. What's worse was that a third of those who died were children. I fear the same thing will happen in Syria and worse. Technology has moved on since then. It has become more deadly. So there's some food for thought. 888-302-3684. This is craziness. That we're having this conversation is crazy. That people who run this country are that damn crazy. And we put them in there, or you put them in there, to make these kind of decisions. What's going on with our economy? The G20 summit is supposed to be about the economy. What in the hell are we doing? 888-302 Doug. Here's a Jim in Delaware.
Well, this is sort of like if the Russians floated a boat down along the Korean Peninsula and started shooting missiles at Seoul. We would totally go nuts. Syria is an ally, a traditional ally of the Russians. They're sort of in their sphere of influence. We should leave that alone. And if you see your enemies fighting each other, just stand back and let them kill each other. You know, if we're going to get involved with this, we got to start the draft up because this is going to suck everybody in. It's going to be extremely nasty. And I just think Obama's doing this because he's opened his mouth where he shouldn't have. This could even be possibly creating a situation where he would be able to, you know, just to stay in power beyond 2016. So this is just an absolute crazy mess, and we just will just pass on this one.
888-302-3684. Let's find Jim in Kansas City. Hi, Jim. You're on the Good Day program. Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, sir. Thanks for asking.
Well, what I'm looking at on this is, well, we're not just going to be fighting Syria. So I think this is a bad idea because you're talking, there's tons of allies. We've got them. Syria's got them. Japan's got them. And you name the country, they've all got them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to be fighting just Syria. We're going to be fighting allies.
Well, see, that's the point that a lot of people have made. We stir the hornet's nest and people on either side get involved in it and then it gets out of control. It's like there's no... These are supposedly adult men and women who, whether they have more information than the average bear and they don't want to share it, I don't really think that makes a difference to you.
Not much, but look at it also this way. If we're sending out, we got troops over in Pakistan right now and all over the country, all over the world, we're dividing out our military like crazy. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? Yeah. We're going to end up with their military on our home soil, and we're going to have nothing here to guard us.
So not a good picture, not a good situation, and because Obama's made so many bad decisions because he has such bad advisors, you wonder who's there and why they're rattling their sabers. Jim, thank you for your input. Here's Ralph in Michigan with our focus on chemical weaponry.
As I recall, we actually, in the 1980s, under the great President Ronald Reagan, we gave chemical weapons to Iraq, sarin gas and mustard gas, and various his stockpile of weapons, and Saddam Hussein used the chemical weapons against Iran. In their war, he used mustard gas, we know that, and he used sarin gas, and the United States did nothing. And I recall the picture of Don Rumsfeld smiling, shaking the hands of the dictator Saddam Hussein. So our history with the use of chemical weapons is very, very inconsistent. So I worry about the slippery slope of getting involved in a Vietnam-like situation.
888-302-3684. 1-800-848-9688, 1-800-848-9688, 1-800-848-9688, although I think we've pretty much covered all of this in terms of Syria. There are other things that we want to pay attention to, so we'll get to those in just a matter of moments as we sort of overview what's going on in the world today from the discussion point of view. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Running, running, and running, running, and running.
Are you really gonna drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Office Max has your list covered, K to college, with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar, and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started. Let's
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
And running, running.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Order validate 25-98.
You're flying at 38,000 feet, 500 miles from paradise, when the question hits you, how did I get here? Here, feeling your vacation best, in a cabin full of sickness and germs. Is it just luck or smarts? By shielding yourself from this season's strains of flu with a flu shot at Rite Aid to keep you here now that you've actually gotten here. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. No appointment necessary. Vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
888-302-3684. Kenny with some comments from Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show.
Nick says, regardless of what Congress or the UN says, Obama has the legal right to take out Assad, and he will. Jay says, why hasn't an arms embargo been put in place? It's hard to wage war without weapons.
Mm-hmm. And instead, Elaine, we're feeding them. We're helping our military-industrial complex by giving the rebels armaments.
And Elaine says, those people have been killing each other for millennia. Who would we be helping? Al-Qaeda?
Mm-hmm. Senator McCain had a tough crowd, mostly opposed to military action, during a town hall meeting in Phoenix yesterday. He kept telling the people there that there would be no plans to send troops to retaliate for the chemical weaponry. I want to begin by saying to you, I unilaterally oppose having a single American boot on the ground there. Crowd wasn't buying it. 51 after the hour.
weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Sounds like music from a bad X-rated movie. Where'd you get this, Michael?
It's in our library for some reason.
Which is
iPod, I assume.
Yes, probably. 888-302-3684. Kenny and I, along with Michael at the controls in our studio in Washington, and you monitoring what's going on conversationally. Let's get the heck away from Syria and talk about something that's really important. And that is the status of the candidacy of one Anthony Weiner, who is running for mayor of New York. This guy should be president. He's got about as much common sense as Obama does, so he'd be a perfect candidate for president. Run Weiner for president, Kenny. Let's see if we can run that up the flagpole. Meanwhile, some heckling incident took place this week. We've got a couple of different talk hosts' overview of it. Let's start with Joe Pagliarulo, who talked about this PR nightmare for Mr. Weiner. What he did actually was sort of go off on a potential voter at a deli in New York.
Anthony Weiner is an arrogant, narcissistic idiot. And he's proven that over and over throughout the years, but he's sort of tried to quell that. He tried to reel that back and snuff it out a little bit so he could hopefully, for him anyway, hopefully win the office. That's what he wants. So he's trying to pretend like he's somebody that he isn't. Until somebody gets under his skin. And now we played that audio of the British reporter that was asking him questions, and he completely treated her like crap. Oh, I feel like I'm on Monty Python. I can't believe I'm answering these stupid questions. I can't believe you're asking me this. You know, just a jerk about all of it. Well, he was in some sort of a deli or something, and he's walking out, and somebody inside, a guy wearing a yarmulke, somebody inside, so obviously a Jewish man, was giving him a hard time, calling him disgusting, and saying what you did was disgusting. And the Weiner could not hold back anymore. And they, like, got in each other's faces. And what's interesting about this is the guy's even-keeled the whole time, just telling him you're disgusting. You don't stand for it. And Weiner's yelling at him and screaming at him and just being as rude and obnoxious as he possibly can be. And he's losing on every point, yet he walks away thinking that he did something good. He walks away thinking that he did a good job. He walks away thinking that he stood up for himself and he gained some points with the voters. When in essence what he's doing is he's telling the voter that you have no right to judge me. And by the way, when you're running for election, that's exactly what you're asking the voters to do. You're asking them to judge you. And you're asking them to deem you worthy of the job.
All right. So here's another radio host named Howie Carr, who talks about the continuing bad publicity for Wiener.
Now, Anthony Wiener is, as you know, the also known as Carlos Danger, is running for mayor in New York City. He's down to 7% in the polls. His support is shriveling. It's shrinking. Yesterday, on the eve of the Jewish New Year, he's in this deli, and in a very conservative Jewish neighborhood, and he's walking around, and the guy is an affront to everybody, not just his fellow Jews. He's who wants to see a guy like this? And he's 6'5" on top of everything else. He's like Ichabod Crane, and he's walking around stuffing himself with this food in the deli, and he's just grossing everybody out. And so finally he's walking out of the deli, and somebody yells at him, and his wife's an Arab. Now, his wife isn't an Arab. Never can figure out why people can't figure out the difference between Iranians, i.e. Persians, and Arabs. But I don't know, his wife's a Persian. So he's walking out the door. Wiener says, "You obviously think you're superior." And the guy says, "No, I don't think I'm superior. I think I'm normal. You know, it's not normal to be tweeting your Johnson around to everybody in the world." I agree with him on that. That's all the guy was saying. And you know the other thing too. What obviously that guy, and he was wearing a yarmulke too. He's Jewish. He was just in a regular shirt sleeve shirt. I don't know what he does for work or anything. But he said, you know, when he comes back with that BS, I delivered more for this district. And then the guy came back with the great line: "You deliver for yourself. You're selfish." It is just, it's so true. Whenever I hear any politician saying, "I delivered for you," I mean, that, please, don't, you know, I you got a real BSer on your hand.
Okay, so I guess we've dispatched Anthony Wiener for this week anyway, Kenny. Takes care of that. But you do wonder, I look at the people that are running Washington, are they much different than guys like Wiener? 59 past the hour, good question to...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.